You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I left work yesterday and I went and bought new kicks.
Did you?
Dude, I was so overdue for new tennis shoes. I've preached to people before. It's like, hey, if you're a walker, runner, stuff like that, you got to take care of your feet. Because the shoes I had must have had, and I'm not exaggerating, 2,000 miles on them.
Wow.
And they were just kind of worn out. So I walked in. So what do you think?
Did you wear them? Oh, look at that.
Looking good?
Those are very aerodynamic looking.
Oh, my God. You have no idea how fast I can walk now.
Pew!
But I realized as in the store that I'm one of those customers who must be the easiest sale in the world for that kind of thing, because I don't like taking a lot of time for that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I walked in the store. I'll just give them a plug because I like them. This is the Boulder Running Company. And I went to the Boulder Running Company, and when I walked in, I had just gotten about halfway through the store because the shoes are in the back. And the guy back there looked up at me and goes, hey, how's it going? And as I'm walking up, I hold up the shoe that I had brought in that I wanted to replace.
Yeah.
I said, I need this.
Newer.
The new. But this brand, this way, you know, the same neutral pronation stuff. Like, I want a neutral, blah, blah, blah. He turned around. He goes, what size? I said, 12. He went and got it, came out. I put him on, walked for about 20 seconds. I was like, yeah, that's the same. That's perfect.
That's it.
Went to the cash register. From inside the door to out the door, I am not exaggerating, was probably 3.5 minutes.
Excellent.
And I told the guy, I said, am I your most difficult sale of the day? And he just started laughing.
He's like, this is great.
I was 3.5 minutes to buy shoes yesterday.
It's good to be a guy, too.
Isn't that the truth?
It's like how every guy shops, in, out. Thank you.
The transaction began when I was still 30 feet away from him.
Right.
Holding the shoe up, and he had eagle eyes. He was like, yep, he turned
got
around
it.
And got something.
That's the SR42. We'll get that right now.
I was in and out in 4 minutes.
Oh, that's fantastic,
of
man.
That store.
That's
the longest
really
part of it was just waiting for my credit card, you know, in the chip reader thing. To clear. That was the longest part of the day.
That's funny. You're a pro, man.
That was my... I don't like spending a lot. I like to shop. I really do. But I don't like to spend a lot of time
browsing.
Doing is
wandering.
I like to get in and out. That's like, you know, the way I'm at grocery stores.
And you know what you like. I mean, you know what you like. You know what you need. And why should it take any longer, honestly?
It should not. I've got things to do. I don't need to spend my whole day buying tennis shoes.
Great, man.
What'd
they
you do
good.
Yesterday?
Well, speaking of shopping, sweet knickknack, my wife has kind of been refreshing the house a little bit. So she's been buying like some new lamps and new pillows for the couch and just kind of giving the house a little refresh. But I'm a little concerned because I had to hang another sign yesterday she purchased, and I'm a little worried my house is turning into one of those houses that have too many cutesy signs.
Oh, you don't mean you don't have the live, laugh, love,
cutesy
do you?
Cutesy sayings, Dom.
Do you have live, laugh, love?
No, thank God. I would tear that down. The one in the kitchen that I hung yesterday said, happiness is made here, and there's like a little whisk, you know? I'm like,
you
oh,
did
God.
Not.
We've got one in the laundry room that says, laundry today or naked tomorrow, and another one that says, wash, dry, fold, repeat. The bathroom, if you sprinkle while you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the seedy. The family room, family makes this house a home. It's getting to be a little too much, I think, with the cutesy sayings everywhere.
You're the house of signs.
Mm-hmm. You never know what you have until it's gone, and then the little roll of toilet paper there on the sign. That one's in another bathroom.
Stop with the signs. Stop.
She needs to stop shopping at Hobby Lobby, I think, because that is like the mecca for
no kidding.
Ridiculous signs with sayings and all these inspirational things, and they all lose their punch.
Exactly.
Like, they can only be funny once. You're like, ha ha! If you sprinkle while you tinkle.
Wipe the CD. I mean,
the first time, and then now it's just like annoying. Like, another picture I have to read. There's so much reading going on in my house and on my walls. So we are the cutesy sign capital of Colorado.
I'm a no sign person in my house.
And that's a good place
to
be.
And I married a no sign person. In fact, I recall Gretchen going into, we went to someone's house.
Uh-huh.
And she took a picture in their bathroom of the sign. She posted it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those live, laugh, love. And her comment was just, these people are so bossy.
You need a sign that says, never marry a sign person. Hang that.